Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Guys talking shit.
You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com
or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Dr. Mina going to join those five guys in about a half hour. Talk S with us.
Literally.
Yeah. Sometimes it hurts.
Oh, yeah. That's true. And Billy Blank a little later on, too. Billy's with Big J Okerson, who's going to be at the Funny Bone this weekend, FunnyBoneOmaha.com. You're not there, are you, Nick?
I'm not.
Okay.
No, I think the show starts tonight.
Oh, it is Thursday.
Yes, it is.
Oh, Thursday's cool. Right. Yeah, I keep forgetting. The weather here was decent yesterday. I'm out and about, and it was kind of sunny in the afternoon. I mean, still around 40, but that's 60 more degrees than we had a week ago. So it's starting to feel like, dare I say it, because I know it's too early.
Don't say it.
The beginnings of the change that might be spring. How's that sound? No, damn it. Well, okay, once again, it still could snow. I get that. But I'm talking about the zero stuff's gone, don't you think?
It should be. Probably.
I looked at 2 weeks. We're talking 40s at least through the rest of for 2 weeks here in this city. That's Nebraska. And if you're living somewhere else and you're in warmer weather, you know, I'm flipping you off right now.
It'll just be a big mental thing for me to get rid of the snow.
Yeah, that's
to not look out and see the snow.
Right.
You know?
It's melting.
Yeah.
It is. It is melting very quickly. Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah, I don't think we're done with the snow. We may be done with the sub-zero
stuff. That's what I worry about.
I think the polar vortex.
The snow doesn't bother me as much as sub-zero.
Right, has receded for the season.
Right.
Yeah, I'm ready for a thunderstorm.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Get baked, sit in the garage, and watch it rain.
Yeah. As long as that thunderstorm doesn't turn into a tornado. See, when I was growing up, now things have changed. It's global warming. There are tornadoes everywhere, but when I was growing up, there weren't tornadoes in south central Pennsylvania. So a thunderstorm when I was growing up was just a thunderstorm, and I did enjoy those. And then I moved to the Midwest so many years ago, and I realized a thunderstorm could come with a tornado that levels your house. And now that's everywhere. That's everywhere, but I was not used to it at the time.
Although if you track a tornado alley, it's moving more and more southeast.
It is.
Every year.
But it's hitting the East Coast now, too, and never did, you know.
Yeah, I got to be careful with that. I'm conditioned to, when the sirens go off, be like, well, I better check it out.
Yeah. Oh, I do that,
go
too.
Go see what it looks like.
Right.
The Sikh shelter horn is going off? Let's go check it out.
Yeah. Let's get in the truck and chase it.
Yeah.
It's Rashida Jones' birthday today.
All right. Did we talk to her?
No, we've never talked to her.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of somebody else. Oh, I know she is, yeah.
You may remember her from Parks and Rec, The Office, Wanted, Boston Public.
That's right.
Craig and I watched that NG Tribeca, which was kind of an airplane-style sitcom.
I really enjoyed that.
That was a good show.
Was she on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was the star of that.
You know who's taller with it, this little girl?
Or who's older?
Oh, let's hear.
It's also Chelsea Handler's birthday.
Hmm.
I've never seen Chelsea Handler standing up. I always see her sitting down. I'm guessing Chelsea Handler might be taller than Rashida Jones. You don't age, though?
Who's older?
Uh-oh.
Who's taller?
Oh, my God, a double one.
Yep.
Ooh, 0 for 2, 1 for 1, or 2 and 0. That's it. That's the only option you got.
I expect everybody to be 2 and 0 after this one.
You do?
I want to say Chelsea's older and taller.
Yeah, I'm saying both of those, too.
I'm going to say Rashida Jones is older, Chelsea Handler taller.
Now, Chelsea isn't young.
I think Chelsea's got to be pushing 50.
I think Chelsea Handler is looks older than she actually is.
Vodka.
Yeah.
Yeah. She admits that.
Oh, she wrote a book about it.
Right, right. Vodka did.
She wrote a book with that in the title.
Took away some of her looks, exactly. She's still a very, very good looking lady, though, before that gets back to her.
But, I'm sticking with it. She's older and taller.
I'm sticking with that too, Puss. I'm with you. Older and taller.
Chelsea Handler is older and taller.
Uh-oh, that's 3 for 3. Nick, you're gonna rogue?
I'm gonna stick with it.
Okay.
Well, I'm saying that Rashida Jones is older and Chelsea Handler is taller.
Oh, you're sticking with yours. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Rashida Jones older is the only outlier.
Right.
Rashida Jones is 45 today.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
Damn it.
Chelsea Handler's 46 today.
Boom.
Man, she does look older.
All right, let's go for the double.
Man.
Nick, you lost.
Yeah, I did.
Well, that
Chelsea Handler is 5'6".
Oh, thought she was taller. Oh, no, that's not really that short for a woman, though. 5'3".
But Rashida Jones is 5'5"?
Yeah, she's shorter than 5'6".
Rashida Jones is not 5'5". She is 5'4".
Yeah! Nick, you're 1-1. You're 1-1.
Yeah, but we're 2-0.
Yeah.
Thank God we played who's taller after who's older.
Yeah. Thank God.
Well, you hear that a lot, don't you?
That's a good game. That's a good game.
It's a game.
Chelsea likes to show off her boobs. I like that. Chelsea just whips them out in public and takes pictures of them walking
down the
street.
Put them on Twitter a whole bunch.
Right. Yeah, it's fun.
Does she?
Is Rashida Jones naked anywhere?
All over the place.
Rashida Jones ever get naked? I'm granted, those TV shows, she's not naked. Nobody was naked on The Office.
I believe I've investigated this, and I don't think so.
I bet you have.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Checking out Mr. Skin.
I don't think she's naked on the Mr. Skin.
Nope. One star, no nudity.
Got it. What's a star mean? A butt shows up?
She's had some bathing suit or underwear, things like that.
For those who don't know, Rashida Jones is the daughter of Quincy Jones and Peggy Lipton from the old Mod Squad show.
Right. Yeah, beautiful woman. Peggy Lipton was just gorgeous.
She's no longer with us,
is she? Yeah, she passed. She died of cancer, I believe,
Apparently, Rashida Jones whipped him out on an episode of Angie Tribeca, but they were blurred.
Pixelated.
Yeah, they were pixelated.
Okay, well, I mean, she probably...
That's because is that TBS?
Yeah.
Yeah, TBS pixelates the boobs.
Well, I think that's part of the bit.
Yeah.
That was part of the bit of that episode.
I think it was.
And she probably had a little tube top on. They don't flash the crew for no reason.
No, they had she probably had pasties.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not enough pixelation here that it would have hidden a full tube top or something. But
well, they do
pasties.
That. They
sure,
do that. They do that thin strap. I've seen that on
little pasties she'd had on.
I see Lionel Richie has a girlfriend now. He is 71. The girlfriend is 30.
We talked about this the other day. We talked about Tiger's ex before. She was, like a year or two ago, she was having lunch with him. Like, Lionel Richie was all up in the Tiger Woods' ex for a little bit. I'm not sure if they dated, but they were together. Seen together at a few restaurants in L.A. What's that blonde's name that was married to Tiger Woods?
Elin Nordegren?
Yeah, yep. She's gorgeous.
The Commodore.
He's 71. How old is she?
30.
You know what? He looks damn good for 71.
Yeah, he does.
First of all, black don't crack. And he's a good-looking dude, and he's kept in shape, and he can sing. And ladies melt when he says, I'm easy, man.
Right, and the Commodores are not members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame either.
No, they should be.
Another
says here
admission.
That these two have been dating since 2014.
So she was even younger than 30, huh? Well, he was only in his 60s.
Yes, she would have been. Yeah.
He was only
I'm
in his,
just going to let that go.
He was only in his 60s. So
right.
Good for him.
She was only in her 20s.
You think she even knew who he was?
Good question.
No,
she knew that he was, who's the daughter? Nicole?
Yeah.
She knew, and that's Nicole's dad.
Listen, Nicole's dad has songs?
Yeah.
I realize she's younger, but his music is pretty universal. know.
Yeah.
It really is. It's not some pop artist had a couple hits for a couple years. I mean, he has staying power, still tours.
Well, isn't he on American Idol?
Women love him. He's on American Idol. Yeah. Thank you. Right, right. Women love him, man.
That's where he might
recognize. I always like Lionel Richie. I think he's cool.
He's a stud.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I'm watching this Bruce Willis movie on Hulu. Came out a couple years ago. I don't know if it was a Hulu original, but it's obviously straight to DVD, but or whatever, DVD, jeez. Straight to VHS, duh, that's kind of like just modern. Or
Laser disc.
It's about him being a private investigator, ex-cop, comedy, action, John Goodman's in it. It's about Venice Beach. He lives there. He's kind of a bum investigator. But the first scene, and now Bruce in this movie was probably 65 when he filmed this thing. Of course, he's in charge of this movie because, like, the first 10 minutes of the movie, he's in bed with this 25-year-old hot chick, and she's naked. I mean, she is gorgeous.
Once Upon a Time in Venice?
It's funny. It's really funny, man. Hulu has it right now. So he wrote that in the script. Yeah, I'll do this if you make her naked with me. Have that girl be naked with me.
You film that scene every day.
And she's, I don't know who she is, but she's a... looks like she might be part Asian or Hispanic, but she's gorgeous.
Exotic?
Yeah. Oh, you'll love it, Todd.
Yeah, Todd.
You guys will hate it.
Right.
Puss will somewhat dig it, depending on the day.
Halfway.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's only in the first, maybe 20 minutes of it, but that Motherless Brooklyn with Ed Norton.
Yeah.
He plays a really key role in that movie, but check that one out if you haven't seen it.
I've seen that.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, it is. That's where Ed Norton plays a guy who's got Tourette's.
Yeah.
And walking off the set, how do you stop that?
It would be tough.
If we ever get him on the phone, he's pretty media shy because he's a pretty hardcore dude. But if we ever get him on the phone, make sure we ask him how he stopped doing Tourette's scenes the rest. Because how do you get rid of that tick, you know?
He's one of those guys that, you know, just immerses himself in the character.
Yeah, that would be tough to go method with a Tourette's character.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, just to hear cut and then stop doing it.
Right.
But, I mean, in that movie,
he's not hardcore.
It's not overbearing. It's not enough.
I also think I think he did it real. I don't think we think it's every other word. It's not. You know?
It's not the cartoonish version that we think of.
No, I would ask him if he was a racist in everyday life when he was filming American History X. How do you put that character away?
Yeah.
That's a tough one to put away.
Well, in the movie, he changes, remember?
Right. But he was hardcore.
Oh, my God.
At the beginning of that movie.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd really have somebody kick his ass before going into prison, like in 25th Hour.
Yeah.
Right. Love that movie, too.
That's a great movie.
Did he do the curb stomping, or was that somebody else?
I believe he was distributing the curb stomp.
Yeah, he was.
Yes.
I thought he was.
That's a scene in a movie I wish I had never seen.
Oh, curb stomping, yeah.
That's one of the most disturbing moments of cinema I've ever seen. Yeah.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Bruce Springsteen is guilty of drinking alcohol in a national park in New Jersey. He admitted that he took two shots of tequila
with some fans.
Drinking in the park became illegal about 3 years ago, but Springsteen was not drunk when he was arrested last year. A judge dismissed two other charges of driving while intoxicated and reckless driving because his blood alcohol level was below the legal limit.
Yeah, just two shots of tequila. I mentioned this real early in the show before you got
in here. Yeah, but there were reports that came out that said he was reeking of, but this came from the cops. He was reeking of alcohol, and he couldn't pass a field sobriety test.
Cops don't like him. Our buddy in Jersey told us that. Because he's a liberal.
So he pleaded guilty to consuming alcohol in a closed area, was fined $540.
So
Mr. Springsteen was asked how soon he could pay the fine.
This is good, yeah.
He told the judge, I think I can pay that immediately, Your Honor.
And what did the judge say back?
I don't know exactly.
I heard the judge said, I bet you can.
The judge praised Springsteen's driving record, noted that he only has a history of 2 minor infractions.
And he's one of those kind of guys that drives. He ain't like he's some limo guy. You know, he goes around.
Well, yeah, he got busted driving while he was driving.
Now, do they have that posted up? Because, you know, in national parks and national monuments, the drinking rules vary greatly.
Like, yes.
You probably can't drink in the parking lot there, but if you were camping, you could probably drink in the campground.
Now, did they bust the people that gave them the tequila?
I wondered about that
because this is the
as
story,
well.
Because, first of all...
But they may not have
how about
wandered
a
off.
Oh, it's spring. Hey, Bruce, you can't do that. I love you. Love your work.
I also had heard, and I don't know if this is true, that they told him before he did it, reminded him that it was illegal.
All right. Well, he's a fan. He loves fans. Good for him.
Yeah, that's why we drink so much, to appease our fans.
Damn right. Even though we drink alone a lot.
Right, yeah.
Well,
you don't want to let
when
anybody
that's where
down.
The fans are.
Our buddy Beastmaster is checking in.
Hey, bud. Hey.
Gentlemen.
How you doing, up, man?
A real quick question for you. Hey, Craig?
Oh, no.
Yeah. I've got one for you. Lionel Richie's girlfriend or Nicole Richie? Who's older?
Oh, Nicole Richie by far.
Is she? She's
yeah, she's 39 now.
Oh, really? Oh,
okay. Yeah. Right.
We didn't even think about that, Beast. That's a perfect example. You're dating a girl younger than you.
Well, younger
yeah,
than your
I'm
daughter.
Sure that went over very well with Nicole. Goodbye.
You're old, honey. I like girls younger than you. Now, I can't do that. First of all, I'm married, and my daughter's 18. Anything younger than her?
That's a problem.
It would just be gross.
But in a couple
yes,
years.
Yes, it would.
When she hits 20, though.
Giggity.
Not going to happen.
Your dad's kind of hot.
Yeah. Is a sentence that won't be spoken.
Lionel Richie. Yeah. Lionel Richie.
You're going to hear that in Lawrence, Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
In the next couple years.
Damn right.
That's kind of buff.
He's been working out.
Yeah. He's on the radio, right?
And what's your major, honey?
He has an excellent sense of humor.
Yes. My dad loves his radio show.
He's charming.
My dad loves his show.
That damn Springsteen.
Right. Yeah, I love how the right tried to hammer the story. Like, yeah, libtard drinking, yeah. I saw all over Facebook at the time. And, by the way, it was November. But all the idiots didn't look into this because he did the commercial about the Jeep on the Super Bowl, and people thought he got the DUI, like, the next day. And they tried, I'm thinking, nope, it was November. It came back out in the media. Now, is that commercial ever running again because of
yeah,
the stupid
thing? Yeah, it's already
thing?
Back.
They put it
okay,
back?
Okay, good.
Yeah, they already have put it
good,
back.
Good, because I haven't seen it, and I was wondering if they put it back. It was a great commercial.
Somebody did a good job of suppressing this story before the Super Bowl and that commercial
right.
aired.
Well, was it,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It Boss is a big, big star. But he didn't do it. I mean, he did what we said he did. The
Those
bottom line was he was not legally drunk. He did a couple of tequila shots. This is stupid.
But it did happen.
Especially when it comes to rock stars or famous people. Hey, Bruce, come here. I want to shout. Yeah, sure. I love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Get him.
3 months ago?
November.
Yeah, November.
You're right. I don't know why that story didn't come out beforehand.
I just keep thinking, was the shot glass a new one? Because COVID, you're not sucking off somebody's shot glass, are you, Craig? And by shot glass, you know what I mean.
And
that's the dog.
Well, that, yeah.
You're shot glass is the dog, right.
Swinging right out of the bottle, either.
No, but he did shots, so they probably were shot glasses.
They do make disposable shot glasses.
That's true.
They do.
Yeah. They look like little mini red Solo cups.
I suppose you
to be COVID friendly, you're in the park drinking shots. Yeah, maybe.
You could wipe it down with some disinfectant.
Right.
Because disinfectant and tequila go well together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it ultimately makes Springsteen look cooler.
I think so.
He's hanging out with his fans.
I don't think you could. I'm biased, but he's as cool as you're going to get anyway.
Yeah.
But I just think that I think people, the narrative of hammering him was hilarious because we all know what it was. And this is in all. You know, in all deference to the cops we know in this city who love this show, they're cool. And they might not like some of our opinions, but every cop I've ever met in this town has been pretty cool. But in Springsteen, in that area, we know for a fact that they don't like his politics. They don't like Springsteen's politics, and some of the cops don't like him.
Right, those specific cops.
They were dicks. Cool. They were dicks. It's Bruce Springsteen. You say, listen, Bruce, you can't drink in a park. I know. I'm sorry, man. Okay. Hey, listen, you sign my sign something for me. Yeah. Okay.
Selfie?
And not the ticket, by the way.
And those guys probably don't get a lot of action patrolling the park.
No.
No. Isn't that disappointing, puss? He's on the
phone. I like that one.
Yeah, he's on the phone.
I heard it.
That's a good one.
I got my headphone in the other ear.
Greg, you had a great story about can you tell it?
About what?
About how your daughter flattered you.
Oh.
Good. I'm glad you're going to tell this. It's a great story.
I guess I will now.
Well, I think it's a cute story. Your daughter flattered you.
I considered it flattery.
And your daughter's 22?
My daughter's 21.
Okay, 21.
I considered it flattery. She did not.
Well, it is flattery.
Exactly.
For any dude.
She told me that she would be livid if I ever dated anyone that was close to her age.
Which implied that she
had a shot.
That you got a shot.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good reel for her. In. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, I'm like, yeah.
Did she say hot and close to my age?
Right, I don't care.
Okay. No, you're right. I don't either. I don't either.
Did she then list off some friends that were maybe interested?
No.
No,
I kind of let that go.
It was a possibility.
Yeah. It was good enough for me that I had that. I just kind of let it go.
Hey, win-win. That's a good day, man.
Right.
You're walking around.
Validation.
That's the day you feel pretty, that day. At least
that's right.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. If I were in your position, I might have pressed.
At 21?
Yeah. Who specifically are you worried about me dating?
What, did you have someone in mind?
Who's been asking about me?
Do you mind if I call her?
Right. Yeah. Obviously somebody has.
By close, what do you mean?
That I did say.
Right. Because
what's the age range here?
I'm sure.
And all she said, she'd be mortified. She wouldn't disown you. Mortified. There are.
Well, she'd be livid. She would be pissed. And she may disown me for a while.
It wouldn't be the first time.
No, she would.
No.
Yeah, right. Because neither of my daughters ever said anything remotely close to that to me.
Well, you were married the whole time.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, but they knew.
Well, they knew. His wife couldn't tell.
Yeah. Yeah, but he was married, and 2 weeks later, he's with his new wife. So the bottom line is, you're right. That, they probably wouldn't have said anything to you.
Yeah, they only
and your daughters were actually, you know, older than Craig.
Yeah,
so,
they only had like a 1 month window.
Right.
Say,
when you were on the market,
you better not date anybody my age.
Yeah. You just said to your oldest daughter, "I know you're too old." I like him younger than you, honey. All right.
It is nice to know that she lives in constant fear of that, Craig.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like Dad might.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick, your daughter's 17, right?
16.
Oh, okay. She hope she hasn't said anything to you yet, right?
No.
And Puss, how about your daughter?
No.
Okay.
She's 11.
Yeah.
Well, hey, they're gonna need rides. You got a car?
Yeah, you do.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.